The Greater Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau has formed a new division to attract sports events of all kinds to venues throughout Western Massachusetts. Bureau President Mary Kay Wydrus said the new Western Massachusetts Sports Commission will coordinate the bidding for and marketing of sporting events.
Now, why are we doing this? Well, bottom line, sports tourism is big business and it continues to grow.
According to tourism industry research, $422 billion was spent on sports in the United States in 2011. Sporting events generated 50 million hotel room stays that year. The chairman of the Sports Commission, John Heaps, said the group's focus will be on sporting events that will have a significant economic impact and high visibility.
And anytime you start up with something, you'd like to get a big win. And we've got a couple ideas in terms of how to get that done.
Heaps said the first step will be to identify all of the facilities in the four counties that can host sports events. This includes civic centers, college campuses, ski resorts, water bodies, bike trails, and golf courses. Then, Heaps said the commission plans to look at up to 50 events that could fit the venues.
Go identify them and convince them that Springfield, Pittsfield, or Greenfield are great places to bring their tournaments.
With the draw of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, Springfield has landed many basketball tournaments through the years. The Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference held its postseason tournament and championship games in Springfield the last two seasons and has 1 year left on the contract. Officials acknowledge ticket sales have not been what was hoped for.
This isn't about bringing basketball to the Civic Center, but clearly it is part of our focus, but not our only focus. And clearly, as I mentioned, we want to make sure that we make the MAC tournament a focus for us. And they're in the process of doing an economic impact now. We're going to be involved in that and making sure that we can fill the seats.
The MAC tournament had a strong run in Albany, but that coincided with a golden era for host school Siena that helped boost ticket sales. Steve McKelvey, a professor of sport management at UMass Amherst and a member of the new commission, said most of the sports events held in Western Massachusetts now are done on an ad hoc basis. He believes the region has only scratched the surface of its potential in the sports tourism market.
The opportunity is there. You know, the market is there. We have to go out in a smart way, make the pitch, and at least have them take a look at the different venues we have here.
But there's also intense competition to host top sports events. There are roughly 400 sports commissions throughout the United States, all working to do the same thing as this new one in Western Massachusetts. Shanna McCardle, the director of sports marketing for the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism, believes Western Massachusetts can successfully compete and draw top events.
And I go to a lot of these, you know, sporting event trade shows and meet with these event owners, and they're interested in getting hotels, you know, at a decent rate. I think that's what makes Western Mass appealing, is that you have these great venues, but you also have these great hotel rates.
The 10-member Western Massachusetts Sports Commission will have a full-time staff and a 3-year funding commitment of $130,000. The money comes from the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority, the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism, and Mass Mutual Financial Group. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.